So why focus your attention this Monday on receiving? Because our modern Western society does not teach us to practice this art.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Hi, I'm Grace Emmons of Spirit Forward Healing. I'm a Reiki Master Teacher and Wellness Coach. You're listening to Ignited Motivation. And today I want to talk to you about the art of receiving. So what is receiving? Well, to receive is to be given to accept that which is offered to you. When we receive, we allow, we release control. We let powers beyond ourselves bring us what we want, bring us what we need. To receive inherently doesn't require a lot of effort. Receiving may require our conscious intention. For example, we must ask and we must create space and stillness in which we have room to receive. But the rest is a process of surrendering, letting go, of trusting. So why focus your attention this Monday on receiving? Because our modern Western society does not teach us to practice this art. It's largely ignored in our masculine-driven, industrial, capitalist society. We're taught that to get what we want, we must hustle, we must grind, we must struggle and fight tooth and nail. We're taught that if we don't make our own way, we won't get anywhere. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place for action, for making, for chasing, but we cannot live only by one side of the coin. The art of receiving is naturally feminine. Now, I don't mean that it's only for women. I mean that it is the archetypal feminine to the archetypal masculine energy that our society is so enmeshed in. When our society would have you do, produce, create, fight, receiving is allowing, waiting patiently, knowing intuitively, and trusting what is for you will come to you. So this is all quite heady, quite conceptual, but this has real application to our everyday lives, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have the ability to receive from the world all around us, from Mother Nature, from other people, from the universe or source or whatever you believe in that's bigger than you. So let's talk about what the art of receiving looks like in practice. Physically, it could look like creating space for self-care. When you feel tired and depleted, carving out time for rest. Rest is when we naturally receive healing at the cellular level, without needing to do anything at all, except to be still. Physically, receiving could look like choosing nourishing foods and eating mindfully to receive the nutrients from Mother Nature into your body. Or it could look like breathing mindfully to receive fresh air into the lungs and into the body, allowing that fresh oxygen to sustain you. Emotionally and mentally, receiving looks like asking for support when we need it. Whether that's letting your boss know you feel overloaded and asking for help, or asking them to push out some deadlines because you're overwhelmed and you need time to catch up. It could look like allowing your family and your friends, or even external support systems like therapists, healers, coaches, and guides, be there for you when you're going through a difficult time. Telling them what you need, asking for support, and leaning into other people rather than feeling you need to do everything on your own. Spiritually, receiving could look like asking powers greater than yourself for guidance, for insight. This can be done through prayer, in meditation, through journaling, before you go to bed. All it takes is creating the time and the space to receive the guidance and the insight that's waiting to come through. And now I'd like to lead you in a short practice to shift into the state of receiving now together on this Monday. So for the practice, you can go ahead and find a comfortable seated position, maybe one where your back is supported upright, or feeling free to lie down. And first, taking a moment to make any adjustments you need to, fidgeting, moving as much as needed before you settle in to find stillness. And then shifting the awareness to your breath. On your next inhale, can you follow the breath from outside of you into your lungs, into your body? And on the exhale, releasing the stale air back out. Taking a couple rounds of breath on your own this way. And can you become aware of the infinite abundance of fresh air all around you, waiting for you to inhale it, to receive it, breathing in this gift of oxygen and exhaling what you don't need. First, allowing your breath to be easy, to be natural. And then perhaps noticing if you deepen your breath, noticing that as you stretch your diaphragm and create more space, your lungs are instantly filled with as much air as you make room to hold. Beautiful. Just as your lungs are instruments to receive oxygen, to receive air, you are an instrument to receive insight, guidance, support, love, nourishment, and healing. You can always come back to your breath to be reminded of your capacity to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm Grace Emmons. I offer Reiki to clients one-on-one, and I hold group wellness workshops and classes, as well as corporate wellness seminars. You can connect with me on Instagram at Spirit Forward Healing, or check out my website, spiritforwardhealing.com, to learn more about my offerings and to book with me if you wish. I wish you the best this Monday or whenever you're listening. From my heart to yours, I'm sending you so much love. Take care.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?